I was just thinking about something that happened at work on Friday. A child had prepared what she considered to be a party. She set out a bunch of manipulatives and plates and things that were able to be lifted off the table and moved around. But it looked like a party. It was pegs, it was mats, and a few coin things. So that was the food. And interesting enough, the dynamics in that room was very calm. The children, they definitely enjoyed the fact that they were going to sit down to the birthday party. So they all sat down at the birthday party, and there was one child that came in, and he sat down as well. Came in a little late, but he sat down as well. We started talking about the birthday party, and the child was describing all the things that they had on their plate, and all of a sudden, one child grabbed another child's peg that was positioned at their place at the party. And he didn't really appreciate that. So he grabbed the peg off of his. And they were going back and forth. And then one of the children reached out and he hit the other child. And then the other child hit him. And then, of course, I came in and I said, "Okay, everyone, we're at the party. We're having a good time. Hands on your own body." Then the other children picked up that energy as well and started to throw pegs and all of their stuff from their place settings all over the room. They were throwing them and throwing them and throwing them. They were all over the floor. They were all spread out over the table. And so it looked quite chaotic in there. And I, practicing my yoga, mindfulness, and meditation, centered myself. I breathe. I was breathing. And for the most part, I was pretty much calm. Then the administrator came in and said, "Regulate this, regulate this." And I looked at her and very calmly said, "The children are responding to the energy that came into the room. Two children got into a physical altercation in here. And this is what happens when the energy is upset in the environment. But I'm handling it. I'm good. I'm going to talk to the children calmly. Everybody's going to clean it up. But the energy is not going to dissipate immediately." See, as adults, we all feel that we always have to come in when children are responding to something and fix it right away. This is what needs to be done. We don't always have to do that. What we have to do is fix our thinking about it. Stay calm, breathe, speak in an even key level. Keep yourself and your energy in the right frequency. And then, in time, because the children don't always respond right away because that energy has been upset in the room. So they're going to take the time to regulate their frequency. Got to give them that time. When their time is regulated for that frequency, it's not going to happen immediately, instantaneously, but it will happen. I want to say it took about a minute and a half for that energy in that room to come down based on my frequency. The children picked it up, they responded, and everyone calmly started cleaning the things up. But what we have to understand about educating children as well as dealing with adult minds, bodies, and spirits is that Whenever there's a situation where the frequency has been upset or the energy is not comprehensive to what we view as calm, peace, it's a process. They're going through it, you're going through it. However, if you keep your frequency peaceful and calm, as Sata Guru says, the universe will bow to you. The universe will bow to you. The universe will bow to you. Those children are like any other human being. Children, adults, does not matter. Energy frequency, it matters. Control your frequency. Control your frequency. Regardless of the outside circumstances, control your frequency and control your life. Expand your thoughts, expand your happiness, expand your experience with bliss. Namaste.